Amy Lemon holds a PhD in English creative writing from the University of Cincinnati and is the recipient of scholarships from the Antioch Writers' Workshop, the Sewanee Writers' Conference, and the Westchester Poetry Conference. I'm reading her poems today on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander. Still Life with Fire Escape. The fire escapes an ugly shade of red instead of its old, unobtrusive white. I see it every time I look outside, the colour of old brick or dried blood, square in my line of vision. Yesterday the painters woke us much too early for a Sunday. Their words are holy gibberish. This neighbourhood we love sometimes dispirits with its car horns, alarms, and screeching brakes, the trucks that bark and snort, the soot that greys our sills, our woodwork, every cursed corner. And now this brick-red paint, mixture of blood and iron, totemic, created nearly of flesh. I eat small meals these days, respectful of my small son growing inside me. As my belly swells, blood multiplies, my body's a binding for the book of him, a factory, a crucible, a smelter, and a furnace. He grows not of my own will or accord, blood of my blood, but not entirely. Monday O'Bard. As I open my eyes, the long spine shifts before me to accommodate the bed's straight surface, and suddenly I'm lost in male odalisque, the much-loved back a visible yawn, freckled and luxuriant. Later I stand with a dozen strangers close enough to kiss. Instead, we avoid each other's eyes for the eternal 6 blocks from Penn Station to 28th Street. Each detail of our situation begs and yet forbids intimacy. The casual touch, the smells of perfume and shampoo, the stray sneeze and perfunctory blessing. Each with our must exigencies, we blend in a rough subterranean dance, then struggle to burst up and out, stagger up the stairs to the natural light of morning as the day composes itself, face by blessed face. Friday afternoon, 3:25, the neighbourhood crawls with buses, yellow, some long, some short. They shudder through the leaves still on trees, turn corners, turn on lights, wait for parents to gather bursts of kids. Who waits more impatiently for these stinking buses, parents or kids eager to slosh through yellowed leaves? The boy who needs hydraulics stares at the leaves, unseeing through thick glasses. Why wait for this every day, a life of riding buses? Parents, kids forget the buses. Autumn sun leaves. You can't wait. Hands. Sometimes I think I have my mother's hands. Then I see hers, just slightly knottier, more wrinkled than mine. I put on rubber gloves to do the dishes. Sometimes I think my hands are from my father. Long fingers, Mom wrote in my baby book. The better to play piano, sew, or type. The better for nail-biting, thumb-sucking. Sometimes I think of liabilities, my middle finger stunned in a basketball drill, a chess pass from my best friend. The hands stiffen, too splayed to get through sleeves. My mother washed my hair in the sink. I was 12, ashamed to let her see me in the bath. Sometimes I think of how my hands can heal. One day I came home from school in tears, the scapegoat of my classmates, refused to go back. I burned my left palm making pizza, the injury an alibi while Mom and Dad got clearance to teach me at home. For weeks I watched the long blistered rain harden, crack, and peel to a scar, pink and shiny. These have been poems on The Poet's Weave by Amy Lemon. I'm Jenny Kander.